Skank Scotty spanks butts. He skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls.
It's not just this scene, old Sean, you're really Scotty Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
Hey, good morning. You're listening to this Scenic Drive here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Got some guests here with some wicked vinyl. You guys want to... Okay, Corey, you're setting stuff up. Johnny.
Yo.
Mic's working. Tonight, Boss Takeover.
Boss Takeover.
You want to tell us a little bit about the Boss Takeover?
The Boss Takeover is a night that I started with my boy Corey here after doing the East Van Soul Club for so many years and playing soul music and, you know, been into the reggae music for so long. I was just like, I really want to start playing this shit out. Can I cuss?
You can cuss.
Okay.
Shit. Just don't. Sorry. But,
yeah.
No, my mom's listening, so I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
She doesn't listen. Problem. She doesn't like my show at all.
No, I can't imagine. But yeah, I had a whole bunch of reggae 45s that needed to get played out, and then I needed somebody to do the night with, and Corey secretly started buying records.
Secretly?
Secretly. Well, yeah. We
probably a good thing, because if you knew earlier, you would have just like scooped them all.
I would have upped my game and just snaked them on everything. No, yeah, I had all these records, and Corey started like very subtly asking me questions about labels and stuff and what stuff was worth, and then rolled over to my spot and he was like, yeah, look at all these 45s I bought. And I was like, okay, cool. If you keep doing this, we can start a night. He's like, I got 30 more coming in the mail. I've kind of destroyed my life buying records.
So just as an example, in the last, let's just say, 60 days, how much money have you personally spent on 45 records?
Oh.
Including what you're about to buy today.
Oh, including what I'm about to drop today.
Yes.
I have very little concept of money because it's all kind of just, you know, I work in a bar and I make cash and then I just throw it at records. And, I mean, today, that grip I'm about to buy today, like, you know, I'm not sure what the exchange rate is right now, but 480 pounds will probably work out to $700.
That's just today.
That's today.
Saying last 60 days. 60
last days. 60 days of...
Just a ballpark.
Maybe $1,500.
Oh, yeah, that's not too bad. Maybe, you're getting better,
maybe a little more.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I did get that copy of John Jones. That was $150 on its own. Yeah. But it's the nicest copy I've ever seen in my life. Usually you see it going for, like, a lot of money in, like, VG condition. Now, record grading is a weird thing, because VG means very good.
Mm-hmm.
But
is there is it like comic books? Is it like mint?
Yeah. I mean, like, starts with mint, and you're never going to find a mint reggae record, because, I mean, that would just be a lie.
Yeah.
There's near mint, which is the best you could possibly hope for. And then there's like X plus, X, X minus, VG plus, 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 which is close to X minus. But VG, I would never buy a VG record. It says very good, but that means it's really not very good at all.
Okay. Very good means...
VG means like lots of marks, hairline scratches, like surface noise. The record will play, but not very well. And yet that's very good.
So what's under very good?
VG minus...
Okay.
G, and then F, fair.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what does a fair sound like? Did it sound like that song that played just before we...
Worse
than that.
Yeah, but people will still, like, people who are collectors who are not really so much concerned with the sound quality, if they're not DJing, playing it out and stuff, they just want to have it.
Yeah.
Some people will buy those, but I mean, the value drops dramatically.
And... So this is all coming through the mail, most of it's through the mail, right?
For the most part, yeah, because the kind of stuff that I'm going for, you don't really see a lot of in Canada.
Yeah. How do you know if something comes back and it's damaged, how do you know if that's through the mail or if it's actually the guy that sold it to you is being a dick?
you can generally tell by the state of the actual package itself. Like, if the packaging is really good and strong and there's no creases on it, and, you know, if it's well packed inside and the record's just, you know, bunk. But honestly, like, I buy a lot of stuff through, like, trading circles, where it's not so much like a faceless eBay guy or anything like that. There's like groups
you sort of know each other a bit.
Yeah, and you'll vouch for each other. You'll police the whole group, you know. And you can,
or it's like, hey, I got three copies of this. You know, I'll give you one in exchange for one of these. Do you ever do the exchanges?
I don't swap so much because I don't really end up with a lot of doubles. I do that with friends mostly. Yeah. Or if I have like a really good copy and a slightly lesser copy, I'll send the other one Corey's way. Or if I got boys down in the States, I'll swap with them.
Awesome. Let's get to some tunes. These are the kind of tunes you're going to be listening to tonight. You guys are going to be playing tonight.
Yeah, Boston.
At the Biltmore
Cabaret, 9 p.m., Kingsway entrance.
Killer.
Yeah. What do we got, Corey?
Give Me Back.
Give Me Back. Derek Morgan. Look it back, Corey.
What am I doing? I don't know what's wrong.
You're re-queuing it.
You keep talking.
I don't know how to do this.
Technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen.
I normally have it set up.
Level was zero. That wasn't your fault.
Derek Morgan.
Fatten cockroach fi fowl, stop. Fatten chicken fi mongoose, give me back, give me back, give me back. Why you me want you to hear? Cockroach fi fowl, stop. Fatten chicken fi mongoose, give me back, give me back, give me back. Why you me want? Me want you to hear.
Stranger Cole on the Escort label from probably 1970, I think.
It's
1970,
yeah.
70, yeah. Na 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 na
na. Na 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 na.
Yeah. Stranger Cole, Stranger Soul Cole, as credited on the label. Man had many names depending on where he was living and what the era was.
Yeah, and
Wilburn Stranger Cole, Stranger Cole, Stranger Soul.
You got
Cole.
To hang a bit with Stranger. Quite a few years ago.
Oh, that was great.
He came to Vancouver.
Yeah, he kicked in Vancouver, did Victoria Ska Fest. The Parallels, then known as the Hoodwinks, backing that up.
That's right. I got to hang out at the old hotel there on Davie and Granville and drink and smoke with that guy.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Dreads down to the like small of his back. Rocked that show in like a purple sequin suit. He was amazing. Corey's bandmate Jen Wilkes. Do you even know about this, Corey?
I heard well they backed up. But, I've heard all the stories. Mick and Jen have told me so many stories about
Jen
it.
Jen got to rock some duets like impersonating old Patsy Todd from the like early ska days.
Yeah, and something about the trumpet.
Killed it.
There's a story about the trumpet when they hear he heard the trumpet lines. I haven't heard this played like this in so long. Like,
really
excited.
He bugged out. He was a super sweet dude.
Yeah,
he got semi inappropriate with my girlfriend at the time. I mean, like not handsy or nothing, but he like. He offered to fly her to Jamaica and promised her 150 dances.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, and I was kind of like, I ain't bummed. Stranger Cole is rad, and she thinks it's hilarious, so hey, why not? It was a good time. What did we rock before that? What did I drop on that one?
Laurel.
No. Yeah. Oh, you missed that one.
Did I miss one in between
there? Yeah, there's that instrumental. It was... It was called Nightmare.
Yeah, by Herman's All Stars.
Herman's All Stars. Now, the thing about that era of reggae music and the Jamaican labels and British labels and stuff is that you'll find the same song, same recording, same everything.
Yeah.
Credited to different artists.
And titled differently.
Different labels. Yeah, so that's basically also known as In the Spirit, which is, I believe, like Lloyd Charmers. For some reason, the Lloyd Charmers pressing goes for like ridiculous amounts. That one is valuable and awesome as the same cut.
Exact same musicians, everything.
Yeah, it's the same recording. It's like, you know, you...
Well, there's like... versions.
They misfiled it or something, and someone said, here's this one.
It's unscrupulous producers.
Exactly. People just wanted to get their songs out on different labels, so they change their name or they have a different name for themselves, like Pat Kelly, Little Boy Blue, and like...
Wonder Boy.
I have a record, it's Roland Alfonso, but the name is Rolo Poli.
Yeah, for sure. Because there's two major reggae houses in the late 60s. You got your Trojan and your Pama, and they all have all these subsidiaries.
Yeah.
And so there'll be like a smaller, especially the Pama records, it'll have the label, whatever, like, you know, Gas, Escort, and there'll be a little like Pama logo on the corner of it. And so, but they all had their own, like, you know, this Big Shot and all these Crab and stuff, and they would... Producers would like sell records to both sides, and they'd be like, somebody would get it out first, and the other one would go like, cuss.
And they also
so they put a different name on it and sell it again. Same cut, like same recording session, just that one cut.
And there's different producers like have like if different labels have different sounds on all these different subsidiaries, like
And it's just those producers making the money really. Too,
oh yeah, getting where you fit in, kind of hustle. Yeah. Like they fly over from you know Kingston to London and. You know, in the same day, sell the same record twice.
Or they'll sell the instrumental to someone else. Like the flip of that Roland Alfonso track that I'm going to play later is basically a Pat Kelly song, but just done with
take the rhythm.
It's called Music House, but it's actually like forget which Pat Kelly song it is.
Yeah, and they totally like take the rhythm, version it, throw like you know like there's a Winston Greavy, aka Winston Groovy.
Yeah.
He's got a cut called I Can't Stand It, which is great. And that's the vocal version of Loch Ness Monster by King Horror.
Okay, yeah.
Who may or may not be Laurel Aiken.
Exactly.
Because he did a few names.
And Derek Morgan has like 1,000 different names.
Oh, yeah.
The Commentator.
The Commentator.
Bim Bam and Clover.
Yeah. Bim Bam and Clover.
It's amazing that the Jamaican music industry hasn't really... The history of it isn't in stone Because you hear one thing, and then a few years later, it's like, oh, actually, no, that's the wrong story. Well, this was actually this person.
It's
this
all, like, handed down by other people's, like, them remembering them being there and, like, word of mouth
or,
and stuff.
Or think they remember them being there at this session, and,
But those, they were high.
And
a lot of it, I mean, it's hard to pin down even now with, like, I've got records. I'm going to play a jam in a minute that I don't actually know what it is.
Yeah.
Because it's a white label, which is like the pre-release. Like, when it comes to soul records, the white label, because American, like, record labels, they put out DJ copies, radio station copies, promo stuff. And so it'd be the same label, like, you know, like your Motown label, whatever, Stax. And it'd be the same label, except instead of being full color, it'd just be black and white. And it would say DJ copy, promo copy, whatever.
Or test presses or something.
Test presses,
like that,
yeah, that kind of thing. In Jamaica, though, it's just a white label.
Blank.
J.A. blank.
J.A. blank, so we call it. And there might be like a record shop stamp, like ink stamp, or like a label stamp. And over the years, people will make little notes on it.
And so sometimes they're the wrong one. I've had some vinyl where it's the completely wrong song.
Yeah, misprint.
It says it's this, and you know it's like, that's not this song.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's plenty of cuts like that.
Love that shit. Yeah. But yeah, like this one, it's a DJ cut of Burning Fire.
Yep.
And the other side just says, somebody scrawled, instrumental. It might be Winston Wright. That's kind of like, I've played it for a few people, and the general consensus is, you know, I think that might be Winston Wright, but I don't know what name it is. It's on, it's a, you know, blank white label, Success record stamped on it, instrumental. I don't know, but it's so good. And I've been trying to, like, every time I go out and I talk to other, you know, I go all over the place, going out of the States, and I bring it with me when I bring records to DJ. I'm like, hey, yo, you know what this is? And people are like, no.
Damn it.
Might be Winston Wright, though.
Maybe.
Could be. Who knows? But yeah, this is possibly Winston Wright, possibly not. And it just says instrumental on the record. Do it up, Corey.
Kids are sharing what you are repeating. all the waiting for the making and breaking, cause it is festival time, festival time, festival time, oh yeah, festival time. Listen to the rhythm and you will know what I'm talking about. Jamaicans in their costume, dancing and singing in the breeze. Now they're waiting for the making and breaking, cause it is festival time, oh yeah, festival time, festival time, oh believe me, festival time. Little kid, so smooth and slender, tiny and brown from sunlit rays, wrapped in evening silvery splendor. For I know it is festival time, festival time, festival time, oh believe me, festival time. This is the time when everybody has to make it great, and kids are sharing what you are preparing. Now they're waiting for the making and breaking, cause it is festival time, festival time, festival time.
Oh, your soul sister. Alright, God loves you true. God loves your soul sister, and I love you too. Yeah, God loves your soul sister. You got to believe me. God loves you true. God loves your soul sister, and I love you too. You're so young and innocent, darling. You were born in May.
Just see that graveyard.
Don't let no one try to rearrange your honor. Come what may.
Just stay that way.
It's such a wonderful feeling when you can love everyone. Just open your door to the world and think of your future as a prosperous one.
God loves your soul sister.
Alright,
God loves you true. God loves your soul sister, and I love you too.
Yeah. It may seem kinda hard at times, baby. Alright, that you'll have to cry.
Just see the way, darling.
But those are the things you can talk about,
just see
honey.
That way, oh yeah. Darling.
In your older state of life.
Just see that way. Go ahead and keep up the good work. I will wait
a thousand years.
God loves your soul sister.
You got to believe me.
God loves you true. God loves your soul sister, and I love you too.
Yeah.
Just stay that way, darling.
Don't you change.
Just stay that way, darling.
You got to believe me, baby.
Just stay that way.
Vancouver is gearing up for the 27th annual Bob Marley Birthday Bash. Once again, the Birthday Bash will be held on Saturday, February 8th at the Grandview Legion Hall, 2205 Commercial Drive. Artists performing this year are Geronimo, Zuki Joseph, Macronix, Rasta Rubin, and the Selassie I Power Band, featuring Fred Locke Sasher and other special guests, Ultra Flex Crew, Purple Soul Band, and MCs George Barrett and Louis Sutherland. Jamaican food and refreshments will be on sale. Advance tickets available at Zulu, High Life, and Rhythm and Spice.
This is Zappadoo, the tiger. Beware, Dr. No-Go, I'm gonna get you.
Oh no, oh no, this is my day.
Thank you. yeah, when they real quick. That your hound dog, see me. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, I didn't know what that man.
Dance for me.
The man that put all the glee in your knees. That's your old buddy, Soul Shock JB.
I think, yeah, I think.
Because I have a Marvel's Cuswell.
I got it.
No, sorry, I got it.
Yeah. And called Fight a Broke. About walking around town, getting called out. And you guess Fight a Broke?
It's Ethiopians before that?
Ethiopians classic. Reggae hit the town with one of my all time favorite misprints on the label.
What is the misprint?
Reggie hit the town. And Ethiopians is misspelled.
Maybe it's about Reggie, you know?
Yeah, could be, could be.
I think I know a couple Jamaicans named Reggie.
I
maybe one.
I definitely knew a few Jamaicans named Reggie when I lived out east in that, you know, couple of years in the late 90s. A lot of Dariks.
Yeah. And we had that instrumental before that. Roland Alfonso?
Yeah.
Zapatoo the Tiger, a.k.a. Rolo Poli.
Yeah.
He's on Jackpot.
Yeah, super good one. That's off the track, like Skinhead Box.
Yeah, exactly. Classic.
Was that a nickname? That was a nickname of Roland Alfonso. Wasn't there another song called Roly Poly?
There definitely
with
was.
With the girl singer on it's on usually a bunch of those Scatolites compilations. I think it's called Roly Poly or something.
There may be that. That does sound familiar. Yes.
Yeah.
I think Millie Small did something like that at some point. But yeah, like that the whole Roly Poly thing. It's like they'd license it under different names. In retrospect, they go back and they start crediting things to the proper people.
So yeah, like, on the Skinhead compilation, it's,
on the Trojan box set,
yeah,
that's all that kind of stuff, like that, like 69-70 sound. It's credited to Roland Alfonso, but when you go back and you get to check out the original 45s, it's like, oh no, that's a totally different name. Same thing with like the Pat Kelly stuff. And Corey was saying he's got like three different names.
Little Boy Blue,
plus stuff that he recorded with the Techniques and Uniques and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And occasionally would be credited to him or whatever. Yeah, so Rolla Polly, he probably sold it to a couple of labels, whoever did the production on that Jackpot cut. And he's like, oh yeah, it's Rolla Polly. What are you gonna do?
Okay, yeah. Before that was Soul Sister.
Yeah, Gay Lads. Yeah, that's
yeah, that's classic.
That's a classic Corey jam.
I love that one.
Yeah, songs you may or may not hear tonight at the Biltmore.
Biltmore Cabaret.
Boss Takeover.
Boss Takeover, yeah.
Starts at 9 o'clock. Come on down. And this happens basically once a month, but occasionally there's a last minute.
Occasionally we'll throw an extra one in, like depending on scheduling and stuff with the bar. And like if we have a special occasion, they're like, sure, why not?
Tonight's a bit of a special occasion, isn't it?
It's sort of a special occasion. It's part two of my sort of birthday jam.
Birthday week?
Yeah, birthday 10 days. I don't know if you know.
AKA Johnny gets too drunk and plays at the reverb button.
Oh, dude. You know, I got to know the dub echo button the other night.
I know, he's getting really into the effects. It's getting good.
Well, see, I mean, we got cheap Red Stripe. And
$4, man.
$4 Red Stripe and bourbon. Yeah, I drink a lot of that. And the reverb button started to look good.
Oh, yeah. 9 o'clock tonight at the Biltmore.
Yep.
Before the Gay Lads, it's Ken Booth in there, right?
Yeah, now I know.
So good.
And
off of Summit, the Summit label, Trojan subsidiary.
Available on the Trojan Lovers box.
Yes, Leslie Kong production.
Yeah, it's my favorite cut off that box.
Yeah.
And then we had Festival Time Part 1.
Part 1. Oh, God, that
very
was
different,
so...
different, like I was saying to you before, it's a different version than the one I know, because the LP Pat Kelly Sings has the flip version 2 is the one that's on the record, and that's why I know him forever.
But version 1 is so punchy.
I didn't even know. I just thought it was an instrumental when I bought the record. I bought it for the original one, and then I put the flip on just to hear it, and I was like,
Wait, what?
Sorry, this is a million times better.
That one is just, it's just so, like, low-end, grunty, like...
Yeah, it really does.
You want to, like...
Just gets you in that place.
Johnny's got his fists up.
We do a lot of dancing. We do a lot of dancing when we play records.
And, yeah.
I sing along really loud.
He sings along and I look like I want to hit people, but I don't actually want to hit people.
I might get too sweaty. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Forget Nick Thomas. We're going to have Corey the Waterfall
Paul. Hey, man, I got to wipe off the headphones when I give them back to Johnny.
Because I dirty looks.
I get serious.
We started that out with that possibly Winston Wright.
Yeah.
Yeah, the instrumental.
That
super spooky.
Now, if any listeners out there are familiar with that song, Johnny really wants to know for sure if it's Winston, right, or if you know the name of the song.
Yeah, you know, like whatever. Because I'm just like, it's the instrumental that I just really really like. I like a lot of instrumentals. That's kind of my go-to thing. I mean, I play a lot of vocal tracks too, but I really have a deep, long-standing love of heavy, low organ instrumentals.
Yeah.
I got an upsetter tattoo. That's how much I love the organ instrumental. And Corey goes for that sweet gay lad sound of that soul sister over here. Yeah, I love doing it with him because we totally have different focuses.
Yeah.
You know, like I have my specific era. Sure, I've got stuff on either side for sure, but Corey has his jams, I got my jams, we both buy records, and we offer a lot of sides of like that era of reggae music.
Again, tonight. The Biltmore, Boss Takeover.
Right now, because it's sort of my birthday, and it's a good song, and I like thick women.
And he's a dirty old man.
I'm a dirty old man. Dirty old man. We got some Prince Buster.
Woo!
Prince Buster. Wreck a boom boom.
Oh Lord. sit and wait till hit. Cause if she's ugly, I don't mind. It's not her face, her body line, boy. Wingo tear up, boom, boom. Getting drunk won't do no good. Till a hot, fat girl come chop up the wood. My dick is getting the better of me. Look on my pants front, you will see. A rod is there, stiffer than me, Lord. Wait to tear up.
Why? I'm gonna love you, girl. I'm gonna love you morning, noon, and night. I'm gonna show you, girl. I'm gonna show you what is right. So do the things you know a good girl should do, baby. So do the things you know a good girl should do, yeah. I push it in there, girl. You say, Lord, take it out, oh, yes. I push it in again. You say, why? It's too stout.
I push it in, I push it in.
The master, the master of them all, oh, yeah. With your back pressed up against.
Just about out of time here. Don't forget to listen to the podcasts. You can download it right here at citr.ca or go to musicaloccupation.com, which will be up in a few hours.
And shout out to Gabe Pressure.
Yeah. That was the Versatiles, right?
Versatiles. Yes, it was. Three-track blast of semi-filthy reggae. Four-track.
Four tracks of Dirty.
Prince Buster doing the old Recapom poem.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the good stuff. Anyway. Clancy Eccles, Fatty Fatty.
DePeel,
another Derek Morgan alias Bim Bam.
Bim and Bam.
Clover the Lady, I assume.
Yeah,
unless Derek Morgan wants to be Clover.
Whatever he likes. Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
He's Derek Morgan.
He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much again for coming in. I definitely need you guys to come back here again and
spend some
more because we're just getting warmed up, eh?
I know, right? I was just getting into it.
I brought like a handful of records. Yeah. I only played like half of them, and then there's all those boxes at home. We should just do this every boss takeover day, once a month. Why not?
Well, maybe, I'll keep my ear open. Sometimes George Barrett needs the old three-hour fill-in on the Sundays.
So, that would be fun.
That could work well, maybe, perhaps, in the future.
It's
been a while.
Maybe get functional on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, generally
I've had you on
a mess on Sundays.
I think I've had you on Sundays before, way back in the past, but I'm sure you were late.
There's also, every time I've
hung over.
Or I just call you and I'm like, look, I'm not going to be there. Maybe we should do a phone interview. Yeah, I know.
That's happened as well.
Satellite phone. Live
yeah. Oh, was it? What time is it again? Oh, it's in 5 minutes. Let's just do the phone interview.
Classic.
Anyway, so tonight, what are we ending it off with?
We are ending off with the king, the man, the possibly greatest of all time,
Desmond
Dekker.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we should mention too some shows coming up. The Toasters playing at Fan Club on the 29th. We also have the Mad Caddies coming up to Venue on February 12th, I believe. And just announced a couple days ago the official reunion of Roots Roundup, Vancouver's Roots Roundup. They're playing on March 22nd at the Fairview. I have a feeling tickets for that will sell out in advance, and maybe they'll add a second show. It's been quite, I think, since about maybe 2006 or 2005 since they last got together.
Quite possibly.
And anyway, it'll be fun. So put that down on your calendars. And then let's get back to the music.
All right. This is Problems.
Oh, yeah.
Desmond Dekker. Oh.
bed, yeah.
How does a guy get some bread?
Money is hard to get and so easy to go.
Why? Master that you jump start.
Just push your hands in your pocket and leave it all saying goodbye.
Why? Master that you jump start.
Problems, 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 problems,
Talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as